Okay, this is Lawrence Hill. I'm head of communications at Fabrica, and I'm here at CDMS Architects with Corin Morton, who has been doing all the architectural work on the building. So, hello, Corin. Thank you for talking to me.
Hello.
So, perhaps you could just talk us through briefly what's being done at Fabrica.
Yeah. So, the project that's happening at Fabrica is the extension of it to form some new offices. Which are direly needed by the gallery, as the existing building that they're housed in doesn't have enough space. So in addition to creating some new office space, it's also about making the public more aware on a footfall basis of the gallery. As you know, it's housed in a kind of a grade two listed deconsecrated church, which isn't the most kind of permeable of buildings when people are walking past. So I think it's quite a common theme that people haven't necessarily always been aware of what is always going on in Fabrica.
That's right. Yeah.
Simply just because it isn't very visually apparent because of the nature of the existing building. So part of the brief was to design a new shopfront for it as well, which is something that we're undertaking. So it's in twofold, really, the project. The first one is about creating a new shopfront and making people, passers-by, more aware of the project. And the second one is providing some much-needed accommodation for ongoing operation and workings of the building.
So I think it's fair to say that the thing that will be most visible to the public is the new picture window,
yes.
Basically, because
yeah.
The offices are kind of tucked away out the back. So in terms of kind of putting that window in, what are the difficulties with that?
Well, initially the difficulties are to do with planning and dealing with a listed building. Now, there are some existing access doors that were put in, I think, back in the 1980s that wouldn't have been allowed if you had asked to put them in nowadays.
Yeah.
Because they were kind of slightly incongruously cut through the Regency facade on Duke Street. So there was quite a bit of resistance from previous conservation officers about putting in some glazing there, because they felt that it was exacerbating something which they wouldn't have approved in the first place.
Okay, yeah.
So after quite a while, we managed to wear them down and and show them something which and really argue the case that actually, you know, for the sustainability of the gallery and, you know, increase in public awareness of what's going on in, you know, such an important kind of institution in Brighton, that actually it was, you know, it wasn't exacerbating the situation, but actually it was making the building in its current state work. So that was one of the difficulties. In terms of from a construction point of view, there's an existing opening, so actually the construction difficulty isn't particularly high. The main problem that we found was actually, because the opening is really quite large, is finding someone who can actually manufacture a pivot door which is that
right.
Big.
Okay.
Which was actually a challenge, but hopefully we've managed to secure that.
And I think I'm right in saying that there's going to be some restoration of interior features. Is that still the case?
Yes, there is. That's an ongoing kind of program that Fabrica, you know, is always working on. Historically, before they took over the lease of the building, and then subsequently, so there are certain areas where some of the kind of the stone, the flagstones are cracked and actually create a trip hazard, which obviously the gallery wants to address, given that it's a public building, and then various other areas where refurbishment needs to take place. At the same time, it's an interesting situation in that some things that people might look at in the cold light of day and think need work, actually, I know that the gallery and the artists that install artwork in there actually enjoy those features of the internal, the inside of the building, and they actually use that as something to work against with their work. And that's quite a nice thing.
It doesn't, patina of age.
Yes,
because
exactly.
You know, a lot of
yeah.
those original features are. I mean, the building was built in 1817, I think. So we're coming up to 200 years.
Exactly.
So there's been some wear and tear, and it would be, shame to see that kind of ironed out. Wouldn't
exactly.
It?
I think the term for it is palimpsest. And it's when you imagine you've got kind of various sheets of paper and, you know, like in a notebook, and you write on them, and then you can see the imprint on the following pages. And, and I think it's things like that that you see within the space, which are actually quite important to retain.
No, I agree. So what was exciting to you about this project?
I think it's exciting on many fronts. Firstly, it's the opportunity to work with an institution, let's say, such as Fabrica, on a building which is prominent within the centre of the city, yet which isn't actually well known as a result of its own failings, but of its own restrictions created, as a result of the building that it is. That was one of the exciting parts. But secondly, also the challenge of extending the gallery to form the new offices is really exciting because it's actually so difficult to do. The site where we're actually extending the offices is effectively landlocked. And as a result, that poses its own logistical and kind of engineering challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And also, in a way, because very few people are ever going to see it, from a personal point of view, it almost makes you want to try harder to make it this beautiful hidden gem.
Right.
And that it shouldn't be forgotten about, and actually it should be given even more attention. There's something slightly perverse in that, but it's really enjoyable as well.
No, that makes sense. So obviously you mentioned the buildings listed, and I guess it's a conservation area as well. So what are the challenges of working with those, with that building like Fabrica?
Yeah, so the challenges are not being in any way deleterious to the what is a historic heritage asset within the city. So that's one challenge in the first place, is ensuring that any extension work isn't dominating the host building. And actually also the challenge is forming a logical and coherent argument for what you're actually proposing, so that it is a positive addition to the building and not something which is negative. So that's something which we had to look at quite early on. And one of the things that we were able to understand by studying the history of the building and how it's changed is actually how it has mutated over the years. How there used to be a line of houses along the Duke Street facade, so the Regency facade didn't previously exist. There was a Regency facade on the Ship Street facade, and then that was changed to the kind of the Victorian Gothic facade. So it's been a mutant kind of building that's changed over the years. And for us, then the logical next step for the new extension part wasn't to create a pastiche thing.
Sure.
It was actually to do the logical, then more modern next step. And then it's got some, so the position of it has got some challenges in terms of how we connect back to the existing building as well. So we've been very conscious with that the new building connects back to the existing via glass, so that there's a clear distinction between what's new and what's old. And also one of the challenges with a listed building is that it isn't, is when you add new accommodation, is how you also get services to it. So maybe kind of drainage and heating and all of those kind of slightly, dare I say, boring, but incredibly important bits.
Yeah.
And it's how you can do that without disturbing the existing fabric of a historic building.
Right.
We're also going to face some challenges when we start the excavation of it, because it's in an area of archaeological interest as well. So we're going to have archaeologists on site undertaking a watching brief, just in case we uncover anything of historic significance, which we hope won't be the case.
Because I think the if you're listening to this, you can see all the plans on the blog and pictures and things. But the kitchen area is being dug down, isn't it?
Yes.
So that's where
where
potentially there might be something to be discovered.
Yeah. So in order to create three floors of accommodation where we want to, we've had to excavate by about 40 to 50 centimetres just in order to fit the space in.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you very much, Corin. I think we're kind of out of time now. That's been really interesting. And thank you.
No problem.
This is Lawrence signing out.